to Pass the Popcorn, the movie review podcast. That's right, yet another movie review podcast on the internet. But here's what this podcast has that no one else does. Your hosts, Chris and Tim.
Hello and welcome to Pass the Popcorn.
Pass the Popcorn.
Pass the Popcorn.
I think I should just do that and Luke not do it.
Tim just says, you know what we're going to do from this point on? Luke's not even going to speak. Next episode, Luke's not even going to talk.
Yeah, it's an in memoriam.
All right, start over. You say it, then I'll say it, and Tim says it.
Okay.
All right. How about you not say it, and I just say it, and then we move on with the show. Let's start over.
You say it.
I'll say it. Luke says something and Tim says it. Ready?
Okay. You say it. Chris says it. I say it. And then we do the show.
Right. Hello. Welcome to Pass the Popcorn.
Pass the Popcorn. Oh, shit. See, right there.
Tim, you ruined it.
I believe the agreement was Chris says it. I say it. And then you stay silent.
I agree to that.
Two out of three.
I'm taking no sides here, all right?
All right, listen.
Well, anyway, Tim, since we're talking about popcorn, does your theater, the Regal have the Phantom Menace cups and popcorn bin?
No, I did not see
this. Yeah, ours, AMC has that stupid...
Is it just online or something?
No, I thought it was Regal. Someone said Regal, now someone's saying like Cinemark, maybe. Hmm. I don't know, but ours just has that big-ass $50 R2-D2 popcorn combo drink contraption.
Is the drink and the popcorn in the same container?
It's all in one.
Yeah, it's... I don't know, like, his ass or his belly...
Opens up,
and there's the popcorn, and then a drink cup or something sits in the top half...
With a straw.
...being sucked out of his head.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, that's... Something.
But I've been reading people have been finding this, like, this is the same cup that came out at some kind of celebration or something else somewhere. This is like a redo. Redo, yeah. Yeah.
It might have been, you know, when they did the 3D screenings at the Celebration Chicago or Anaheim, I remember they had some kind of popcorn thing, but it may or may not have been this. We didn't do any of those screenings. Like those nights, we were all busy. We're like, we're not hanging out here and watching 3D movies of stuff we've already seen. We're gonna go do stuff.
And I know it's probably fun as hell with all the fans and shit and everything.
Yeah.
It's just we gotta go walk around Disney World or something. You know.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. We got around 10, 12 movies. Tim saw some, I saw some, when we saw some at the same.
Yeah. No, well, let's see who saw more movies. Oh, you saw more movies.
Well,
you saw
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You saw 8, Tim.
And you saw I saw 3 that you didn't. You saw 4 that I didn't. So you saw one more movie than I did.
Yeah. Well, no, I think I got 7. Well.
See. Oh. Tell Tim the movie that Dave saw.
All right, which is on our list, Tim. Have you ever heard of a movie, and you're going to say no, all right? Do you have Amazon still, Tim, or no?
I do.
I think it's on Amazon. Where's Dave's text at? It's on Amazon. Ready?
Okay.
So this movie is called The Greasy Strangler. I think it's a horror movie. He says something like...
It came
out
a couple years ago.
He says something like, it's the Corey Feldman of movies. He says, you have to watch this. I can't look away. And he goes, I have to experience it.
Greasy Strangler.
The Greasy Strangler, yes. Will I rush to will I rush to see this immediately? Probably not, but I will check it out.
You know what? The photo that I see of the old man in the pink.
Yeah, the poster, right?
I have seen... I it's not 100%. It's not 100% foreign to me. Like I have been exposed to this at some point, but I do not know where.
Do you see the tagline on the poster? Get no. ready to get greasy. Oh my god!
But no, I know at some point, I came across that because the image of them in the pink sweaters looks familiar.
Dave watches the most fucking bizarre movies.
Oh yeah,
he watches like two or three or four horror movies in like one day. Just weird shit that he's ever even heard of. He watches it.
Yeah. See, I leave the house.
Tim, I have a life.
I have stuff I gotta do. I gotta go to the post office. I gotta go to work. I gotta go to other work. I gotta work on eBay stuff. I gotta do. I'm doing all sorts of stuff.
All right, the first movie Luke and I have seen, Tim. No. Tim saw it, dumbass. We all seen this movie, and I'm shocked that Tim saw this movie, because this... He's not a big horror fan. He doesn't rush to the theaters to see horror movies, and this is...
Generally, no.
This is the
first... He's a scaredy cat.
He is a scaredy cat. He's
a little bit?
He don't like seeing movies by himself. He wants to go with a friend or his stuffed teddy bear.
Yeah, to Ted.
Ted. It's the first Omen.
Yeah.
Which
it's pretty cool.
I am very impressed. I have seen the first one decades ago. Forget it.
Is that one creepy?
I don't know. It's all like during the Amityville Horror time and the Omen.
Yeah, that was like a mid-70s.
Yeah, and I've seen it. I just forget it. But this one was pretty darn creepy, and it ended connecting.
It connected to that one.
It was like Rocky 1, Rocky 2. Like how this one ended, the next one starts. It's like... It was really good that they connected it so well, and it was creepy. It was creepy.
I thought that the trailer was fantastic,
because it was like backwards, right?
Yeah, and it had weird music, and there was the trailer. I remember just thinking, I want to see that, because I just thought it was so weird, and I was like, you know what, this looks like my kind of thing. And I went and saw it. I guess the girl is on. What is it? The main girl. She's on. What is it? The not the crown. The Game of Thrones or something like that.
Is she on that? I don't. She looks familiar. I don't know.
But I thought she was great.
Her getting like possessed and like dancing.
Yeah,
that part was creepy as fuck.
During that scene, that I guess we'll call it the transition scene.
Yeah,
where she was so good. Like I was like, wow. Like I wanted to get up and like.
I thought for a second you were going to say I wanted to get up and dance with her. I was like, how?
Yeah, you know? I want to dance with somebody.
I want to put the demon with somebody. Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought Evil Eye Benedict was cool in it. I thought Bill Nighy also.
Who's that one yeah, person that was, with that cool voice?
No, everybody, I'm sorry. I can't help you with this.
Yeah, he's got there was someone had who's a that? Cool voice. I forget.
Yeah, he was in one of the Star Wars movies. He was in, I think, The Last Jedi.
But you're right,
Ralph Ineson.
Evil Eye Benedict, when in the opening, when the glass falls and cuts the back of his head,
yeah,
and he just says like so out of it, he just looks over and you see his fucking brain and shit and everything. Yeah. It was better than I thought, because these horror movies sometimes are like, oh, here we go again, but this one had its moments.
We jumped a few times.
Yeah, it had its moments, and it was really connected to the first, to the original, fucking good.
And I've never seen the original Omen, so to me like I went into this, and but I thought that this was, and no, I guess nobody is going to see it. No, it's already I think out of theaters.
Yeah.
It's just one of those movies that like a quality movie that people missed out on.
That's what things are nowadays. People wait, or they, you know, they don't bother. And it's a shame, because some movies are so fucking good and no one cares until they're on streaming.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, unless it's Barbie or Oppenheimer, you know, people don't talk about movies anymore. Like,
nah.
Yeah, and it's a shame because going, you, those who have listened to the show, you've heard us say this a lot of times. Going to the movies is an event. I don't care if you're going to see like Dumb and Dumber 2 or right. whatever. It's an event. You're going there. You're leaving the house. You're going. You're sitting. You're for 2 hours. You're in a room dedicated to this. You're not at home, pausing it to go to the bathroom, pausing it to go make a hot dog, pausing it to yell at your wife and slap her in the face.
I don't want to miss the movie. Hold on. Let me pause this. Yeah. Come here, bitch.
Chris doesn't pause.
I
made my sandwich inside out. Smack, smack, smack.
It said, I actually slapped her during the movie, you know?
Yeah. But no, and this is one of those ones. You go, you sit, you get suitably creeped out in a dark room, and then you leave. And if you went with someone, you talk about it, or the next day, or if you're like me, I call Chris up immediately after, I saw a movie.
Yeah. You know, no, Tim's driving home and he goes, I saw a movie.
Movie.
I will say this. I'm giving all the props to my son Luke on when I rated this movie.
I gave you this rating.
You gave me this rating. I wanted to give it like 2-something, right? I was like, I don't know, 2. It's not 2.5. It's not like what? It's 2-something. And Luke goes, how about 2.666? And I go, that's fucking genius.
So but it's better. It's better than 2.666.
No, it's not. I don't. I think it's not.
Ah, you're dumb.
No,
Tim. What do you give it?
What do you give it, Tim?
3.
Oh my god. So I'm 0.44 off of what Tim gave it.
0.34 off. Yes, you're.
I apologize. I'm 0.34. It's even worse. That's nothing. All right. Our next movie, which we all have seen, movie. Was a movie what I really thought was going to be better than it was. They were hyping it. This is great.
Tim even hyped it up.
I think Tim hyped it up too for me. And it's Monkey Man. And I don't know.
It was like an Indian John Wick, kind of.
It looked like an Indian-ish style John Wick, but it was nowhere like that.
Nah.
They did promote it as much more of an action
movie.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, they did promote it like a John Wick, and it was not. I did like it because it was, to me, it was very much like those old movies from the 70s and 80s, the old kung fu movies, where the guy just gets revenge, and it's almost like a mystery where they reveal more and more about his past and why he's doing what he's doing, and I liked it. I didn't come to that movie thinking that I saw something like unbelievable,
right?
But I love Dev Patel. I love that guy.
I do not like him.
The Timlet, is this the same guy from The Green Knight?
Yes.
Yeah. I never saw that, and people said that movie's really good, so I can't say anything bad about that.
He can do very little wrong in my book. I love that guy.
No. Slumdog Millionaire, I know people loved it. I was not a fan of that movie.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but I do remember enjoying that movie. But this one, I thought that the way that they presented it, there were a lot of like stereotypical, you know, basic characters, like one dimensional characters, which is kind of like that with those old, you know, revenge action movies, which is what it was. It was like beautifully shot. I thought that the art direction of the movie, I thought was really great. Like the look of everything, the lighting and the way they shot, I thought was fantastic. But yeah, in the end, the story and everything was rather basic, so I didn't come out of it thinking I had just seen, you know, Citizen Kane. So I give it 3, count them, 3 popcorns.
How many did you give it, buddy?
A 1.
That's what I gave it. I gave it a 1 because I just didn't care.
It was boring.
But Tim, we talked right before we started to record, and you haven't seen it either. We're seeing it Sunday. Boy Kills World, is that what it's called, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they're saying that it's better than Monkey Man, and they're saying it's like really like action.
It's violent
and violent. Yeah, maybe that's what I just wanted from this movie, but it didn't. It dragged for a while. Yeah. I was like,
It went on for too long.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, boy. The other day when I went and saw a movie, I had all these choices. And The Boy Kills World was one, the League of Ungentlemanly Warfare or whatever was another.
Yeah, I know, and the title too, yeah.
And Challengers, those three movies. And then what did I see? The Mummy re-release.
I know. You saw a movie you already seen, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And
Since a week today.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, no, I went into The Mummy, and I don't believe I've seen The Mummy in its entirety since it was out in theaters 25 years ago. I recall, because I remember going to see it, and I think I saw it with you at the Regal there in town. And this was like 2 weeks before Phantom Menace came out.
Do you remember? Hear me out. I have a memory, but I don't think it's your memory. I was there with you at the Regal. Do you remember anything about me? Of how I looked?
What?
Because I have a memory of seeing The Mummy in this situation. I want to know if Tim remembers this. Or maybe how I saw it looked? Again. Yeah, something.
It might have. Is that when you had the toothache and you're like,
no, no, I would blow air in my teeth to try to. No,
yeah, you had, that was how you would relieve the pain or whatever.
Yeah. I think that was like when I first broke my ankle, very first time. I remember like hobbling or caning or crutching.
Where did you break your ankle at?
At work, years ago, 25 years ago.
How did? Did you fall your truck?
Walk off a curb and snap my ankle. But I remember, like, having a broken ankle seeing the original Mummy.
Yeah?
Maybe. I don't remember that, okay. But, right. You know. But I'm watching this movie, and I'm realizing, like, I don't like anybody in this movie. And I'm not talking about the actors. The characters are all so unlikable. Everybody in the movie is terrible, and I had completely forgotten about these other characters. Just like as you watch it, they like run into other adventurers, and so there's this other guy who looks a lot like Brendan Fraser's character, and I'm like, who is this guy? And so there was a lot of things I did not remember about the movie. Yeah, and I just remember, and I mean, it's 25 years old, so the effects aren't what you would see in a today's movie, but I thought that the effects actually weren't terrible.
I think for back then,
it's
prime. It was like mind boggling because when the whole sand, whatever the guy in the mouth and everything, it looked really cool. Like back in '99, it was like wow.
Back then, it was like whoa.
Yeah,
Rachel Weisz though, she is cute as a freaking button in this movie.
Isn't she Daniel Craig's wife?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah, when you first see her, and she's probably only like 25 when she made this movie. She's just like, wow.
And I never will, I never have, I'm gonna like Brendan Fraser. So
I think I liked him back then.
He was okay. I watched that trailer that came out for the re-release, and just him overacting and yelling and trying to be funny and the one-liners, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing Jeff McGee. I guess maybe I compared it to the Phantom. There was a little text exchange,
right.
And this is very Phantom like, but the difference between this movie and the Phantom is you had some characters with charisma in the Phantom, like Billy Zane is just
all right. Tim, we know you like him. I understand. Go ahead,
Christy Swanson. Yeah. Is likable. Treat Williams is likable.
That is true.
Everybody in The Mummy is just like, I do like, what's his name? Kevin J. O'Connor, the guy who was like kind of like the Weasley, like, hello, everybody.
Yeah.
He was okay. I mean, but you know, he was basically just supposed to be a coward.
I didn't see the Mummy again.
Is The Rock in the Mummy movie?
He's in the Scorpion King, whatever that part two.
Part two was where he shows up, and then part three. I forget when part three came out. What, like 15 years ago, 10 years ago?
And it had like the worst CGI of The Rock, half Scorpion.
Yeah,
it's horrible. Like, and the effects are horrible.
I don't even recall if I ever saw the Scorpion King, but yeah, when he was in that, he was like, The Rock was like the big bad guy.
Yeah,
but I think in the Scorpion King, he's the hero.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
yeah. So, I don't know.
And Tom Cruise is in one of them.
Well, that's like the, a remake. The revamping of it, and which fucking failed and bombs.
I never understood. They always. When the Tom Cruise one came out, they were calling it a reboot or a remake of the Mummy. I'm like,
of the monsters.
Yeah, I was like, this is not. But they were comparing it to the Brendan Fraser. I'm like, this is not that. Like, no. This has nothing to do with that. I mean, I understand there was a movie called The Mummy with Brendan Fraser that came out, I guess, 15 years earlier. But
right.
This is not that movie. And I think. So many articles were written comparing it to the Brendan Fraser one. I think that had a lot to do partly with why that movie didn't do well. Because I kind of liked the Tom Cruise.
I did.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it too a lot. And I really was looking forward to the rest of the franchise because Russell Crowe was Jekyll and Hyde. Like, his character was
they showed him in the movie and I thought he was cool.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to see the Invisible Man and...
Mm-hmm.
I forget all. I know Ed Norton was supposed to be the Invisible Man, and then there. I forget if there was a Dracula already, but no.
Remember that one part of the Ted Cruz one with the helicopter's going down? Is they screaming and yelling?
Oh, they show them in the trailer nonstop.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I'd like the Tom Cruise one. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why people. I don't get why that all fell apart. I do believe that Tom Cruise. At the age of like 52, whenever he made that movie, I do believe that he was. They probably should have gone with someone else to start a franchise that they envisioned lasting a decade and a half or whatever, but it never happened. So whatever.
What would you give the Mummy's re-release? Sam?
One and a half.
Oh, okay.
Is it Brendan Fraser's character now, like Indiana Jones?
He's very Indiana Jones-ish. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and they were trying to make it like an Indiana Jones, the way that he was dressing, the snarky comments.
When it came out,
is it based off a book or something?
Well, they're all based off the old classic horror, whatever, Universal creatures, whatever they're called.
Yeah,
back in the day. The next movie that we've all seen, I really didn't know what to expect. And when I saw it, and it drags, but there's a key moment in this movie that's like the greatest scene in years, and it's so fucking horribly wrong. Is Civil War? It's a movie that really makes you think this could happen.
This could happen.
This does happen in some state parts of the world. The U.S. and the states. It's all fictional, but there's truth in there, here and there. Kirsten Dunst looks like she's a mother,
like
because,
your grandma,
because she is. But she's showing her age. But her real life husband, that guy's name James. What's this guy's name?
Fat Damon.
Fat Damon is what we call him.
Jesse Plemons. Yeah,
Jesse Plemons. He plays this character who just is. If you're not in America and born in America or whatever, that scene he's in, he fucking shines.
It makes you not want to look away.
He is. I do like Jesse Plemons a lot.
So do I.
Yeah.
I think he's really. I really like that guy. Yeah, and you never watched Breaking Bad, or at least not to the
not
point
yet. Like, we're started first, it. First season yeah. now or something. First
second.
Yeah, first and a half season.
When he comes on. Holy shit! I'm curious to
is he
hear.
In it for like a lot of episodes or just like a cameo?
Yeah, he starts out and then he's not there and then he's in it more, And then he becomes a big part of like the follow-up movie, the El Camino.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know some of the people listening have watched it, and they know what I'm talking about. He is a character that a villain like no other.
He's good.
Yeah.
He is so fucking good.
A villain like no other.
Yeah. And the movie, it's like, I told you, like the whole, when they're raiding the White House and the gun battles. And
it was like Heat.
It was like Heat. It was that movie Heat where every gunshot and bullet was louder than anything. And it was intense. And it was just like, holy fuck, this is where we could be headed. And it's good.
Yeah.
Well, and what I liked about it is they don't tell you the motivations of the two sides.
And you're right. You don't know.
You don't know who is who. So in your mind, if you think one way and you're watching it, you're thinking, oh, yeah, this is what happens when the others keep doing what they're doing. If the Trump supporters are in charge, this is what's going to happen. Or, oh,
right,
you know, the libtards, if they get their way, this is exactly what's going to happen. So, yeah, it's like, depending on what your political ideology is, you're watching it, you can apply
what you don't like. Could you say, what'd you say?
Libtards.
Yeah, Luke's cracking up over that.
But yeah, so it appeals to doesn't matter what your ideology is, you basically would just put whatever you don't like onto the other side.
Yeah, because that's, you're right, Tim, it doesn't force it's this is this team, this is that team.
Yeah, it's not. Yes, yeah, it's not like it's the Yankees and the Red Sox. You have to choose a side because you actually don't know what's going on. You don't know.
It doesn't even really explain why this happened and started. Yeah,
you don't know why the president is doing what he's doing, and you don't know why these other states are rebelling. It could be as simple as, you know, the president cheated at a game of slapjack, and now California and Texas are. want to kill him. So yeah, you just don't know.
There's that scene too where they're traveling from town to town, and then there's that one town that they're just living their life. Like every store is open. There's no fires.
But there are snipers on.
But then there's snipers up on the rooftops, like just in case something fucking goes down. They're prepared.
Like, yeah, they're the keepers of the peace, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good movie that, like you said about First Omen. It came and went. It's a movie that's like, holy shit, this is a good movie to watch. And
a lot of people did go and see it. I remember when I saw it, the theater did have a good number of people in it, and people were talking about it. So I think this is a good one where when it does become available for home viewing, more people will see it and more people will talk about it. So this is, I think this is going to be one of those movies that people will talk about for a while. I don't know if it's going to be the classic you talk about for years and years, but I do think that this is going to be one of those movies that more people will see it than what we would think.
Well, how many popcorns would you give Tim for Civil War?
3.5. I think that's what let me check my letterbox score.
Go ahead. How about you, Luke? You memorized my first two, but now you haven't seen the rest.
Yeah, so Civil War, I gave it 3.5.
How many, buddy?
4.5.
4.5? I gave it 4. I'm right around Tim's area. It was good. Yeah. It was that Jesse Plemons scene, like that 10-minute scene maybe he was in. 15
That scene's the most, like,
edge of your seat.
Like, what do you say? You're not one of my Americans or something.
Something, because this one guy was like
Chinese or
China. So China.
Boom. Yeah, because he said he was born in, or he was from Oregon or something.
Yeah.
And then he asked him, "Where were you born or something like that?" And then he goes China, and he just takes him out. And then there's a hole. I mean, a gigantic ditch hole
of bodies.
Of bodies that they're just killing. And if you look, if not, I was looking and praying for this. If you look closely, though, there was kids. There was kids' bodies. Oh,
there was?
Yeah, but they weren't face up. They were face down.
Face down?
So you really couldn't.
But you could tell it was the kid.
Yeah, they're little, there's kids in this pile. And I was like, God, this movie is chilling.
Well, it's kind of. I do believe things like this would happen.
Oh, guaranteed.
It's kind of you know, The Walking Dead is a good example of like when you know when the status quo breaks down. There are going to be people that take advantage, and there are going to be people that, and they're walking among us that if they get the opportunity to kill.
Yeah.
Indiscriminately, they will. I mean, they're for whatever. I mean, not for whatever reason, but for obvious reasons,
there's no consequences.
And like the Purge,
like the Purge.
Yeah,
yeah. But the Purge, you can do whatever you want for a day.
Yeah, but yeah, the Purge. Yeah, I mean, on it, but there would be people if they feel that they can, other people, you know, if I can go kill somebody and not have to pay the consequences legally. There are a lot more people than we would like to admit that will go and just kill.
Right.
They'll kill who they want. If they don't like, you know, color of someone's skin, kill. They don't like, yeah, like the guy's from China, kill. You don't like this guy's from Detroit and I'm from Chicago, kill.
You just sounded like, you probably know this more. Is it from Stern? One of the guys that kill, kill, kill. What was that?
Oh, kill. Yeah, from Private Parts.
Yeah.
When he's like Howard Stern, he was doing a character, he's like, my name is Baba Lumama Lebashimawan. Kill, kill, kill the white man.
Yeah, kill him until that's kill he is the dead. White man.
Kill the white man. Thank you.
The president kind of remind me of like Trump.
He's kind of like Trumpish.
Well, yeah, some people would view him and say, oh, he's like Trump. And other people would say, oh, that's Biden.
Yeah. And I saw was Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
You know?
Libertarian, if we're going by Parks and Rec.
All right. The next couple movies we're going to talk about real quick is movies that Luke and I seen, because Tim didn't see these movies.
I did not. Not yet.
I think Jeff saw one of these, and he texted us. Tim, this movie...
A
movie is about a ballerina vampire kid.
Yeah, I was supposed to see this, but I saw Sasquatch Sunset instead. I was going to see. The plan was Abigail, and I was like, nah, but this one.
It was better than I thought.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was funny as fuck. Who's the guy? Ben Steve. What's the guy's name?
Dan Stevens.
Dan, who's Ben Stevens? That name sounds familiar.
Ben Stevens is the guy who runs Official Picks.
Official Picks. Okay. I did see his name because of Celebration Japan.
Dan Steven was funny.
Funny as fuck. Everybody was funny. The kills were gory and just nasty. And it's a fun movie.
People get blown up?
Blown up. If the light hits the vampires long enough, they fucking explode. Like, boom. Just explode. There's nothing else to really say. It's comedy, horror. It's not scary.
No.
But it's just a funny... Good time.
Is this the movie... I might be getting it mixed up with something else. Is this the movie where they break into the house and then the girl says, I'm sorry for what's about to happen to
you? That's it. Yeah.
This is Abigail. Okay. For some reason, I was thinking there was another movie, not with vampires, but people breaking in and then the girl is like...
Don't give anything away.
Well, I'm trying to, like... What, don't give anything away?
But the trailer, she gets like... Kidnapped or something?
She gets kidnapped, and then they hold her for ransom, but it's not... I don't want to ruin anything. It's not what
you think it is.
Right. It's not... She's not really kidnapped. That's all I'm going to say. But it's a fun movie, and I really enjoyed it.
But the guy in Giancarlo Esposito.
He's in it.
I love that guy.
In the beginning and at the end, and he's always great no matter what he's fucking in. How many buddy did you give it?
I'll go 4.
I give 4.25. Because I
do. I do really want to see this right now.
It was
I'm
good.
Kinda,
yeah.
I'm backed up.
Tim's backed up.
With movies, yeah, because all the movies that you, well, Alien, I mean, I've seen it. But all the movies that you saw that I didn't see, I was like, oh, and like I want to see them.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I think your Regal is different, but for the AMC Stubbs membership thing, you only can see three a week. Movies? So,
it resets every Friday.
It does, but whenever there's a movie coming out that's a huge movie, like for example, Fall Guy, I got those tickets maybe like 3 weeks ago. So I only could see two movies a week because I had reservations for the fucking Fall Guy.
You're got the same spot for Deadpool.
I got to move them around. Like, I'll be honest. I bought tickets for Phantom Menace maybe a month ago. I actually bought tickets because I need
room.
I need room for my three spots. So I just said, fuck it, we'll just buy these tickets for a month. I had them. Then we saw the Fall Guy. Then I had a free spot. Then I got tickets for Sunday's. What's the movie called again?
Boy Kills World.
I want to say Boy Meets World. Boy Kills World. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I can actually can cancel that and then cancel my Star Wars movie that I purchased for, and then I have a spot open to see Phantom Menace. Tim, it's so hard juggling around what's more important. Like it's crazy. Like Mad Max, I heard, goes on sale May 8th.
That comes out of the way, like, May 24th or something?
Right. So I want to get those tickets and get my seats and get the day I want to go. And I hate to say this now, is where you... All of a sudden, ever since Ghostbusters Empire came out, and we missed out on those Ghostbusters pins, we're going to see movies more now. Well, I think, yes, three of them. On Thursday nights at 6.
Only if they're giving away something.
Well, no, I don't know, though. Like, we got Fall Guy.
But they announced it on like...
Yeah, but that lasts that final week. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we got tickets for Fall Guy. We saw that on a Thursday. We're seeing Apes next Thursday night.
Apes.
Because they have something free. We're seeing If on Thursday night. Because only the big shit. The big ones. Yeah.
Like Deadpool we're going to see on
Thursday. Deadpool
we're
going to see Thursday night. We're going to see all that big shit. Like Abigail we saw on a Saturday. Because who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
With Regal. Regal doesn't have... I mean, they do... I guess they do sometimes have giveaways. The thing is like... Their giveaways are so dumb. It's like if you go, you can go on a Thursday and you can see a movie in 3D, but if they're giving away things for the 7 o'clock showing, which wasn't in 3D, and you're going to the 3D version, you can't get the poster or whatever. I'm like, oh my god,
that is bullshit.
If they're giving it away at the 7 o'clock showing and you have and you bought a ticket for the 7:30 IMAX. No, you don't get that because you're not going to the 7. I'm like, seriously? I paid this much money to go see an IMAX, and I can't get the stupid little flimsy poster that goes along with this? Yeah. It's so dumb.
It's ridiculous. It really is.
If I didn't have to do anything, Regal, I could go to the movies all day, every day, 7 days a week with a Regal pass. I could get up. I pay $23 or $24.
That's how much the AMC thing is, yeah.
And so I can go. Like today, I saw two movies. I saw Phantom Menace, and then I saw The Fall Guy. I also have the $4.
Double feature.
You did double feature, yeah.
I also have the $4 drink cup. You know, so I can go in and I get my soda for $4, and then I get a free refill on that. So I saw two movies when I went back for the second one. I didn't have to pay for the drink because I'd already it was a free refill.
I was gonna say, yeah.
And I get 10% off of stuff, 10% off of concessions. So that $4 drink cup is only $3.60. So
that's not bad.
Yeah, it's like the Regal is a good deal. The AMC, in my opinion, is a better deal if you have like an IMAX and 3D and you go to those because you don't have to pay the upcharge on those.
Right.
At Regal, you have to pay the upcharge if you want to see an RPX or ScreenX or the different formats, IMAX, whatever.
Well, the theater we go to has IMAX and Dolby. Yeah. We prefer Dolby because the seats are cushiony.
And the sound's better.
And they can recline, and the sound's better than IMAX. The IMAX seats are just like sitting on concrete. Yeah, they're really, really hard. So it's like, Dolby's yeah, where it's at.
The IMAX for me, they aren't the recliners. They are the comfortable seats. The what they call the butt kickers, the ones that like the sound comes up through your asshole.
Tim, that's not the sound. All right, that's the guy behind you.
Yeah. Pay no mind, sir. The sound in here is fantastic. Wow! Apes!
The next movie Luke and I seen...
Did Tim used to get, like, free collectibles for fun?
Yeah, you used to, like, get me, like, hats and backpacks and all kinds. And pins? Is that at the Regal?
If I go to the Regal...
store, right?
Regal store with my credits... Yeah, I could go on there.
Because I wear that Mad Max hat's one of my favorite hats of all time.
Yeah, the greatest thing that I ever got.
Did Tim get you that?
Wait, Tim, don't say anything. It is that satchel. What was it for Mad Max? Right?
Yeah, it's the Mad Max backpack.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing I ever got through that.
Did Tim get you the Mad Max hat?
Yeah. That's
a good hat.
I love the hat. I always wear the hat, Tim.
Yeah, there's a. I've sent you some of the posters and things.
Yeah, check and see if they have another Mad Max hat for this new one.
I always forget to look. It's one of those things where by the time I look, it's like, oh, I could have got you the Fall Guy IMAX poster, but it's sold out.
See, you son of a bitch.
Well, let's hold on.
Hold on. Stop the show.
Stop the press. Stop the press.
Who was that? Regal Cinemas.
Let me see what's available on here. Listen, listeners, this is our fucking show.
We can do what we want.
Is the Deadpool poster on there yet?
Hold on.
Tim,
your horses, asshole. Hold on, I'm bringing it up. Okay. Oh, there's an episode one.
No.
It's a sweepstakes. 100 credits. You can win. A really awesome denim jacket that's better than the denim jacket that I gave
you.
I entered that.
I entered that already, Tim.
What's that?
I already entered.
The Phantom Menace with the jacket and the C-3PO back
contest. Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. Let's merchandise rewards. Yeah, there was the Fall Guy IMAX poster. These are the posters. Oh, I might have to order some of these for you. There is a Jurassic World IMAX poster. Jurassic World Dominion. So that's been sitting in there for a while. It's Bullet Train poster.
My God, that's like from...
Two Bullet Train. Bullet Train IMAX poster. The Black Adam poster. The Quantumania poster. A bunch of Mean Girls posters. So, yeah, I can get you the posts, some of those posters. Let's see what else is...
Any Mad Max stuff.
Not yet.
They have the 25th anniversary Phantom Menace T-shirt on your store for $20.
I could get you the Blue Beetle drink and popcorn combo.
Do you know what, Tim? I would look forward to not that.
Let's see what. Oh, come on. Let's see what else is there.
Cool shirt, buddy.
Yeah,
that's a cool shirt. I might. Can I just buy this shirt if I'm not part of the Regal people? The Regal people.
is there a shirt?
Yeah, I'm on your Regal store, and there's a Phantom Menace shot by movie, and it goes down, and there's this Phantom Menace, and there's like a shirt, a popcorn bucket, a Jar Jar shirt, Jar Jar stands. I don't care about anything else, but there's this cool.
That's a cool shirt.
It says new. Yeah, it's a 20th anniversary Phantom Menace poster T-shirt.
I can get you a Mission Impossible popcorn and drink cup, a Trolls popcorn and drink cup.
Is there any kind of not Crystal Skull? What's the movie that came out? Dial of Destiny.
No. The store that you're looking at, I'm not sure. What other sweepstakes do they have here? Everybody's just gonna have to wait while we talk about this. There was a Challenger sweepstakes. Purchase tickets for your... Okay, so if I bought my tickets to Episode 1, I trip for two to Star Wars Celebration Japan. So, Luke.
If Tim wins, he's taking you to Japan.
To Japan.
So you got to say... Konnichiwa. Isn't that hello and goodbye?
Sayonara is a goodbye.
Yeah.
Konnichiwa. So I can and then the others are back to black. Yeah. So the store, I don't know. I don't have the store on the app. So the shirts and stuff, I don't know what you're talking about.
I just went on the Regal website and then went to the shop or whatever it said.
They now have some of that stuff in the theaters. Like you go there, they have a little like kiosk set up,
side booth or something. Yeah,
side booth.
AMC has like a little store you can buy shit on.
The new boys trailer.
All right.
So they have some neat stuff.
Luke, are you on the podcast? Are you watching?
I'm on the podcast.
All right. He just pointed that they just released the new The Boys trailer. All right. We'll watch it later.
Okay? Ooh.
Calm down. All right. Let's continue. Luke and I seen, what's the full title, buddy? The Gentleman of the Ministry Warfare. I don't really know if that's the title.
Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, I think.
That might be it, too.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
All right, Tim is right.
We saw this movie for two reasons.
Two reasons. Superman and Reacher, all right?
Yep.
It was a true story, and it's really cool to see how...
Henry Cavill's character was the inspiration...
Of Bond. That was the coolest part. I had no idea until he was on a talk show talking about it. Like his character was based off of Bond, James Bond, and fucking
Ian like Fleming. How you do that? His character was based off of Bond, James Bond.
I didn't even mean that either. I didn't even catch that. And Ian Fleming is like his character. Yeah. His character.
And in the movie. He said Fleming.
Ian Fleming. And it's cool because he was a spy back in the day, and that's why he created James Bond. And it's just a really cool movie of these group of people who who did this and they survived and what they went through, and that at the end it has real photos of real people and what they did afterwards. And it was an interesting movie to watch. There was a few action scenes, not a lot. But very interesting to go, holy shit, this really happened.
The trailer. Again, I haven't seen the movie. I do want to. They made the movie trailer look... They made the movie look like Inglourious Basterds meets, I don't know, some wacky adventure. I didn't realize it was based on a true story.
Guy Ritchie made it, and... You could say he's like, if Quentin Tarantino is like, I don't know, what's a high, is like, fifth, what's like a expensive store out there in the
Target?
World? Not Target, like
Nordstrom.
Yeah, and then Guy Ritchie's like Walmart kind of version of Tarantino. I mean, he makes good movies, but...
Guy Ritchie, his movies are rather stylized.
They don't make a lot.
No, they don't. They really come and go. Like that's the thing. It does better once word of mouth gets out there about it and shit. When it's on DVD and streaming and shit. But
he's made some stinkers, but he's made some fantastic movies also.
It was the whole dialogue. I love Reacher. I mean, he was great.
We love that guy.
I would give that guy an oil massage. I'm telling you that right now, Tim. I do love him a lot.
If you had a hall pass, who would you go to? Alan Richardson or John Cena?
Well, let me think this longly, all right? Who would I want to spend time with? I have to get back to you on that one. John Cena's dead to me.
You're a big dingus.
How many popcorns, buddy, did you give it?
3.75.
You fucker, that's what I did, too. All right, I got one more than Tim was...
Tim didn't see this one yet?
What's that? No. He didn't see it. Just gonna be real quick.
Is this Alien?
Yeah, we saw Alien. It still got it. Still holds up. Still looks real.
But some of the effects kind of look...
Just him in the costume. Just like the Alien in the costume was... I always laugh at that.
I mean, it's, what,
79, I think it was.
So it's 45 years
old. But back in the day, for that time, it was pretty cool.
But when the chess person... When he's having dinner... And it pops out. it still looks real.
Like you said, when that guy's eating, the alien might not like the face.
That's why I don't know. I don't know anything about alien history, but I think it was accepting what he was eating and swallowing, and then it popped out. Because I don't know why it grows up so fucking fast. Yeah. I don't know how aliens
But maybe they were looking for like a month or something.
I don't know. But I still love it. It's still great. I love Alien. I gave it. What did I give it, buddy? I gave it like 4.5, maybe, or something. Where is it? Yeah, 4.5.
You know, it's funny. When Spaceballs came out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And there's the part for the "Hello, my baby."
Hello, my honey. Yeah.
For the longest time, I did not understand that reference because I didn't see Alien until I probably was
a lot later,
like probably in my 20s. And when I got a little older,
yeah,
people they would say, "Oh yeah, it's from the movie Alien," but I had never seen it. But I like when it came out, I was 11. When I think I was 11 or 12 when Spaceballs came out, I did not get that reference, and I did not get it for many years.
Well, what's great about that scene too is the same actor.
Was that?
Oh, it is.
Was named Judd. Is that his name? Was it Hirsch? I don't even know the guy's name.
John Hurst.
John Hurt. John Hurt. Yes.
Yeah. So I never that went way over my head. But when I was younger,
it's funny because he's eating again, and he goes, "Oh no, not again!" And then he falls down, and they kind of,
yeah,
like, "I love my baby."
To me, I was like, I don't get it.
You're like, not again. I don't get that joke.
It's like, you know, I'm like, well, Mel Brooks has been funny, but that's that joke, I don't get it. That's a one miss.
But Aliens is better.
Aliens is still my favorite part two. I just love the Bill Paxton, Michael Biehn, and the action pack.
Game over.
I love that movie, man, to death. All right, real quick, me and Luke, and then we'll go back to what Tim and I what Tim's seen, and then we saw the last two. Tim, I'm surprised you didn't see this movie of sexual tension.
You know, what's funny is, yeah, like I remember the trailer for it. I was like, oh man, that's for like, you know, 16-year-old boys and 15-year-old boys who, you know, grew up watching Spider-Man. This movie, I was like, wow, this is going to be a coming-of-age story for these kids. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be all these little, like, teenage boys are all like, oh, I'm going to whack off to that. And from what I understand, like, there is, like, we'll call it a steamy scene. But I'm told that this, like, it's just like, okay, there it is.
It's not really, like, hardcore. You don't see her naked. You see her in, like, see-through brawl. Yeah, you see, like nips and everything. But you see penises in like a locker room. You see hanging penises.
You think see like a boner get smacked.
You see someone gets a hard one, and because those the two tennis guys are like good friends or something. But there's some kind of gay tension going on between
like
these two. Almost like, you know, stuff happened, and they even like talk about. One of them showed me how to masturbate and on everything. We weren't in the same bed, but, you know, he was over there, I was over here. But the way they looked at one another sometimes, and in the sauna, when they're, like, talking, and then the way they were looking at one another, and then...
And when they hugged
Zendaya, like, gets in the middle of them, and it's just, it's a good movie.
I want to know what Tom Holland thinks of this movie.
Well, I saw he tweeted like something of a picture of the poster, and he goes, "I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah. Whack it off to my girlfriend."
Yeah, it's good, Tim. Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's based on a book, so I wonder if the book is like more explicit.
It is, Tim.
Yeah, I believe it's based on a book. So it's
Luke always every time we watch a movie with Zendaya, he always has to like bring up, which is kind of weird. She's from the Disney Channel. Like, yes.
She came from the Disney Channel.
Yes, she did. You guys used to watch her shit all the time.
Yeah. So did Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears.
Wait, the Ryan Gosling come from the...
From the, what's the Disney Club?
Kids in, yeah, the Mickey Mouse, or
Mickey
Kids
Mouse
Club.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
Christina Aguilera, Britney, everybody.
Zendaya is great.
She can do no wrong. She is so fucking... Everything she's in, like,
She reminds me of like Whitney Houston.
She does have the Whitney Houston personality in this movie mostly. In Dune, Spider-Man, this, she can act. She can do anything.
She's good.
Euphoria.
She's
good.
Yeah, she's so good. She's gonna win. She's gonna win an Oscar one year from now. Yeah, she is so good, Tim. How many popcorns did you give it, buddy?
3.25.
All right, you memorized my shit. That's exactly what I gave it. All right, Tim saw two movies that he's going to tell us about, and I don't even know which one I'm going to say.
Would Tim hate if I memorize his reviews?
Tim doesn't post anything.
No,
he
does it on his Letterboxd.
On Letterboxd, although I haven't reviewed the last few movies that I've seen.
I forgot to review some of mine.
Did you Fall Guy?
Yeah, and then I go back and I do it, and it pops up twice. I'm like, oh, what the fuck, you know?
I don't. We have the Fast Popcorn Facebook page. I haven't been.
I always post my review in there.
I haven't been on there in years.
Then I post it on the AMC Stubbs. Page.
Tim should put his review at the end. Put Tim.
Yeah, Tim. You should. We both should put.
I don't even know if I still have access to Pass the Popcorn. Let me look.
Uh oh. I'm on there.
I do not have access to Pass the Popcorn.
Can you give him access?
I don't even.
Yeah, I don't even know how I have it, how I got it. I know
you're literally the only person.
Yeah,
that does anything on there.
It's just me and him and all, you know.
Yeah,
and all I do is just post a review. I don't do anything else and all shit.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, I try to stay off Facebook as much as I can. Like I don't look at. I barely look at any of the pages. Like Star Wars and Character, I haven't looked at that page. I do go on a Star Wars.
I don't think anyone else has either, to be honest.
Well, because for some reason the Little Ricky Instagram page defaults to posting stuff on the Star Wars and Character Facebook page. So if I don't click the thing off, it goes over there. So I'll sometimes go on to the Star Wars and Character Facebook page to delete the Little Ricky post if it's like irrelevant to Star.
Okay.
Like today I let it go because I went to see Phantom Menace.
It was perfect. Like, I was hoping you would be posting something. Because it was just Luke and I. Well, fuck it. We can talk about it real quick. Just Luke and I saw Phantom Menace. There was no one. It was like 2:30 in the afternoon. There was no one in there. So we were talking loud. When every character, I'm like, there's Sayua Bibble, there's Newt Gunray. I'm like yelling these characters' names out. And then they saw Rick Oley, and I said, oh shit, little Ricky. Like, I didn't even say Rick Oley. I said little Ricky.
Tell them why you were laughing of like Obi-Wan saying something and like smirking.
What did he say? It was when they're both kneeled down, him and Qui-Gon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, in the opening, when they jumped down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Obi says, you were right. That there was a short meeting, or there was. A
oh
short,
yeah, no, the negotiations were quick.
Yeah, and then he laughs. They just like ha, 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 ha. He went ha, ha, ha. I'm like, that was.
They were trying so hard to make him kind of the Han Solo of that movie. They were trying to make him like the cool character of that movie. But it didn't.
Hugh McGregor.
I love Hugh McGregor. But I will say this, Emma, you know, Tim and I are diehard Star Wars fans. The Phantom Menace is boring.
Is
slow. The acting's not that good. Darth Maul.
Liam Neeson's good.
And pod racing. And Liam Neeson here and there is the best part of the movie.
I still love the movie. I have never talked like overall shit over this movie. I still maintain it's my number three Star Wars movie. Because I love it. I love it more than any of the sequels. I love it more than clones and Sith. And I like it a little bit more than the original Star Wars.
Than the original New Hope?
Yeah, just a little bit more.
Tim, you suck it, Tim.
For me, these are my favorite Star Wars movies.
Oh boy,
I love Return of the Jedi, then Empire Strikes Back, then Phantom Menace, then The New Hope.
When were you born, Tim? Like
76. 76.
76. Like Tim's list kind of makes sense. I don't know about Phantom Menace, you know, wherever that falls. But he didn't see New Hope and Empire. He probably saw Jedi first.
Yeah.
My parents brought the whole family when I was a baby to see Star Wars at the drive-in, but I don't remember that. I do, however, remember seeing Empire Strikes Back in the theaters. I remember I was four, but I do remember that. But I remember Return of the Jedi clear as day. I remember that.
Yeah, and that one. I mean, we've talked this on Star Wars the character, like the Jabba Palace scene, like that has its fucking moments.
Yeah.
It's well, really...
I mean, even Return of the Jedi gets boring. Like kind of the Yoda stuff in the middle, like the stuff after they leave Tatooine. Is kind of and before they get to Endor, it's kind of boring, like right there in the middle of the movie.
True, it does have its dragon moments, yeah.
But the Phantom Menace, there were a couple things that I noticed today that I don't think we've talked about on Star Wars in Character. I sent a text. Whoever built the Trade Federation ship and they built that little conference room,
right?
That
yeah.
Qui-Gon. Who had the foresight to have poison gas ready to pump into that room?
I think every conference room in the real world in New York or whatever should have that. Poison gas. Case if the meeting goes, you know, if it goes fucking too long, you just fucking put out the gas and everyone gets knocked out, you know?
It's just such a strange thing. It's like, okay, well, we need to put a conference room somewhere on the ship. Okay, yeah, well, is it missing anything? Poison gas. Yes, we need poison gas. Another thing is, and I think we brought this up when at the end when they're burning Qui-Gon. He's on the funeral pyre.
Yeah.
And Anakin Skywalker, and they're all just sitting there watching Qui-Gon Jinn's body burn. And I'm sure it smells.
Right.
And this is the moment that Mace Windu leans over to Yoda and goes, yeah, we just figured it out. Yeah, that was the Sith. It's like you waited right now in this smelly, stinky crematorium room with a child watching a body burn as you watch the flesh melt off of your Jedi friend.
Right,
to tell him this. You couldn't have said that before or wait till afterwards. And then, and we were talking about this right before. This would be the last thing. They don't even need a Jedi Council. Because Yoda is the be-all, end-all.
Yeah, whatever he says goes. You could talk all you want. If he doesn't agree, that's it.
Because at the end, he's like, you know, the council does not agree with you about training the boy. And the council's nowhere around. As I said, they're outside smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. And then all of a sudden, he changes his mind. He goes, and the council agrees that you will train the boy. And the council, like, they could, what? Wait.
Yeah. We weren't there for this. Yeah.
He's like, shut the fuck up, Deepa Baloba.
Please make that a character.
That is a character. She was one of the Jedi Council people.
It sounds like you just made up a fucking name.
No, her name is like Deepa Baloba. I'm gonna find a photo of her. I'll text it to you.
Have we done her yet? Star Wars a character?
I don't think so.
Tim, you have to write that down and do that character. All right.
Let's see, Deepa Baloba. Baloba.
That's really not a real name, you know?
It is.
I believe you. It just sounds like...
And she was... Oh, you know what? She was... what's his name? Kanan Jarrus' master in Clone Wars and Bad Batch.
Tim, you got to write that down. You got to write that down for the next episode of Sway. Well,
what's her name?
Say it again, Tim.
Deepa Baloba.
I just love how he says it.
Deepa...
Bill Abba.
Bo-abba.
Bo-abba.
Ba-la-ba-la-boobala. Ha-sa-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha I really want to know Tim's, how many, like, honest to God, out of five popcorns, what would you give Phantom Menace? Like, seriously. Out of five.
Five.
Wow, a perfect five.
It's Star Wars. I mean, it's the six movies. It's awesome. I love it. I love the look of it. But I, again, a lot of it does have to do with memories associated with the lead up to it.
Yeah.
And the time around it. I mean, I was 23. I was, you know, young and enjoying everything about it. I was still fully into everything Star Wars. You know, you and I went to the midnight release of the toys.
Yeah.
I worked at places that had all sorts of, you know, exclusive merch, and you weren't allowed to put it out till then. It had big stickers and things saying "Do not put out till," you know, May 3rd. I think it was May 3rd. That today, you know, 25 years ago today is, I think, when the merch came out. I might be wrong on that.
I remember that we went to Toys R Us, waited, and there's a fucking line, buddy, outside at midnight. Mm-hmm. Toys R Us store to go in there, and back then,
why did it go at midnight?
Cause it was the thing to do. It was just something to be a part of, and it wasn't just like an.
Those days are gone.
Yeah, it wasn't like Walmart and Target's now, where it's like little tiny like four pegs.
Yeah,
it was a fucking.
It was the whole store.
Front of the store had a display, like it was enormous. It was just like everything.
I remember when the was it the midnight release for. Was it the Force Awakens? I remember going to that, and it wasn't as big a deal, but it was still kind of cool. And then I went to the one for The Last Jedi, and it was much smaller. And yeah. I don't even know if they had one for. Toys R Us, I think, was gone by the time Rise of Skywalker came out.
Well, they're saying that it's coming back in certain stores. They're thinking Macy's or there's a Toys R Us pop-up store.
They've licensed out the name and
yeah.
So, that one. Well, they didn't do one for Attack of the Clones, but they did one for Revenge of the Sith. And I think you and I went to the Revenge of the Sith one also.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even think I have nothing here in this. I mean, maybe a Darth Maul figure here and there, but I really didn't buy much from the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, those were the last. That first wave was the last. Time that I was like, wow, Star Wars. After that, there was just so much stuff.
Yeah.
That it was just so difficult to keep up with it and pay attention to it. That I kind of, and also I had accumulated way too much stuff that I just didn't have anywhere to put it. So I just stopped buying stuff. And over time, like, I have hardly any of that stuff anymore. Like, it's all gone.
Well, I only gave it, like, I think because I'm probably rating them all, I gave it just a 3.5.
Yeah.
Because I like Empire more and Jedi more. Those are higher up. Attack of the Clones, no. But I might give it, like, a 3.75.
Revenge of the Sith is good.
I like Sith a lot. Yeah. I like the whole Vader. Anakin and Vader.
Well, I mean, for me, it's Sith, 5. You know, Attack of the Clones, 4.9.
Seriously? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't rate those. The original six movies, I can't really rate those because to me that is my Star Wars. Those six movies.
Yeah.
The TV things that are and the Clone Wars. I love the Clone Wars, the Bad Batch, Mandalorian. I like all that stuff, but I don't have that kind of attachment to it.
Yeah.
Like I have the original six.
Like Luke's probably more attached to the Clone Wars and Rebels and Bad Batch because that's what you've been watching. You've been watching that shit longer than the movies and all.
But I like the movies.
Yeah, but you I forced them on you. That's probably why you like them and all. I mean, but
like if I had to guess, I would say Luke is more a Marvel fan than a Star Wars fan.
He is. Yeah. You always said Marvel is my Star Wars.
Because Marvel has been there since he could remember.
Since I was born.
Yeah. I mean, when did Iron Man come out, the first one? 2004?
2008.
8? Yeah, and that was like right up your... I mean, you were 8 years old, and you're a little boy.
So
and shit.
His entire life
was, yeah.
You know, has been...
Like Star Wars, like Tim's right, like Star Wars was my entire life, you know yeah. what I mean? Like from the original until what's fucking coming out years from now, you know?
If you go back 20 years ago, Harry Potter is people's Star Wars.
Yeah.
You go back...
Like,
you know, Lord 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Lord of the Rings.
Well, Lord of the Rings to a certain extent, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a franchise for everybody.
There is.
But yeah, 10 years ago, it would be Marvel. Now, I don't know what people
there's,
are into.
There's probably a Fast and the Furious you know, like audience because yeah. they were born and they started watching them as teens, and they that's their shit, you know what I mean? And when I say that,
Fast and Furious is almost 25 now. Did well, the first one come out in 99, 2000?
I want to say 2000 or something. You're getting early 2000s.
The first one came out 2000.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's talk about... I think we talked about everything.
Doing the Fate is good,
that
too.
That score is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That score is just... When they premiered that on MTV, I mean, were all... It was... It showed you clips from the movie, and the score is like, it's fucking...
And I have the vinyl... I have a vinyl copy of the Phantom Menace soundtrack. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
But yeah, you know, we've talked about episode one.
Tim saw two movies. Tell us Tim, these two.
Two movies I saw. I saw Arcadian, which was...
What was that?
I know. Tim, I saw this trailer.
Nicolas Cage. And basically, it's kind of like A Quiet Place, I guess. But it's good. It really is like entertaining, and all the articles I read, like I think someone writes one article, and then all these other like shitty like internet blogs or whatever,
right?
They all just like copy the thing, and so I guess the guy who created the monsters in Arcadian said, "Oh, I based them on Goofy from Disney." Yes, and it was after, and I didn't read that till afterwards. I was like, oh yeah, I can see that.
Huh.
But yeah, there's some when you see the monsters, they especially the first time, you're like, holy shit! Yeah, they are scary. I mean, it is a scary movie. But
I didn't even think our theater was, huh, buddy, was showing that.
Yeah, our theater didn't get it.
Yeah,
I remember hearing about it. I remember hearing that Nicolas Cage had a monster movie coming out, and I don't think I had seen the trailer. So I went, and yeah, it's basically a post-apocalyptic kind of movie where it's just like in A Quiet Place, like monsters take over and they eat people.
Did you go into the movie?
But they only come out at night.
Did you go into the movie blind, like not even knowing what the movie was about?
I knew only the vaguest of like I just knew it was Nicolas Cage. It's like a post-apocalyptic monster movie, and that's all I knew. I didn't know anything else about it. I didn't know who was in it other than him.
Right.
One of the kids from It was a girl that was in Saltburn was in it. There's a couple other people. There's some things in there that don't make sense to me when I watch it. Like there was a couple moments where I was like, all right, this is going too far.
Right.
Like that, I don't believe that would happen in this particular instance. But overall, I thought the movie was quite good, and I think that when you get the opportunity to see it, I think you'll enjoy it. I don't think you're going to come out and say it's Nicolas Cage's best movie, but I think you'll say, oh, yeah, it was pretty cool. You'll never need to see it a second time. But
right.
But yeah, if you do get the opportunity to see it, I recommend it. I think you will like it. I think you will think that these creatures are pretty damn creepy.
How many popcorns did you give, Tammy?
Let me refer to Letterbox.
Letterbox, Letterbox, Letterbox.
I gave it four. I give it four.
Damn. That's a high number for a movie that no one's even heard of.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, is I could never remember the name of it. I mean, like, yeah, I saw that new Nicolas Cage movie. Oh, yeah, what was it called? And I'd have to look. I'm like, Arcadian.
You're right, right.
And then literally, and as I was watching it, I remember getting up to use the bathroom, and I think I sent a text to somebody, and I was like, what is the name of the damn movie I'm watching? So, yeah. Arcadian.
Tim, do you like this better than Late Night with the Devil?
No. Wow. No, I think Late Night with the Devil. I also gave Late Night with the Devil 4.
Do you know who hated that movie, Tim?
Yeah, he's dead to me now. Dave officially hates all movies. He just doesn't like.
He hates that movie. I haven't seen it yet.
You are going to have to be.
He said the act is horrible.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be the decider on this one.
Oh shit!
I have a feeling you're going to lean towards what Dave said, but you're gonna have to be the decider.
Right.
On if this movie is terrible, if this movie is okay, or if this movie is great. But yeah, Late Night with the Devil, I'm in the great category.
Well, what's the last one you've seen, which I have no interest at all in seeing this movie?
Sasquatch Sunset.
Okay.
And a movie I really enjoyed. I gave it, did I review it? I think I gave it three or 3.5. Let me double check.
Wow.
I gave it 3.5.
Oh my God.
It is a movie with absolutely no dialogue. It stars Jesse Eisenberg, Riley Keough, and some other people that you've never heard of as Bigfoot, Sasquatches.
Right.
So it basically captures a year in the life of these Bigfeet as they try to survive. Right. And it's funny, and it's sad, and you get angry watching it, and there are moments of, like, extreme tension, and there's other moments you're like, no! No! So you get, if you watch it, and you can really get into the movie, and I enjoyed it. I went to this with a friend of mine, and I said, and we were going to see Abigail. And the day before, I said, how about this?
Right.
Sasquatch Sunset. And she looked at the trailer, and she's like, okay. I didn't even watch the trailer. All I knew was the concept, and I knew that Jesse Eisenberg and Riley Keough were big feet. But yeah, it's a... It doesn't even have like a voiceover, and one of the things I picked up on it was the music was very much like music you would hear in those old documentaries you would see on PBS, like Nova and that kind of stuff. It was right. The music was kind of like that, so it made you sort of feel like you were watching an old nature documentary, but without someone going, and then this Bigfoot looked to the left and saw all the berries, which you'll eat. And the berries have turned and fermented, and now he is drunk. You know, things like that. But yeah, you see scenes of, like, you know, them taking a shit and all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Do you see actual Bigfoot shit?
You see Bigfoot shit, assholes, vaginas, Bigfoot penises. At first I was like, part of me was like, is that a dick? And then I was like, yeah, that's a dick.
Now see, that's how they should advertise it, because I would have saw it twice by now.
Do you want to see a Bigfoot's little dick? In what world does a Bigfoot equal a little dick?
I want to see a picture of Bigfoot's dick walking, just like, and then a still shot of him looking at the camera.
Yeah, you get to see Bigfoot sex. I think it, I don't know what it's rated. Is it rated R?
It better be
rated R.
Mm-hmm, for for Bigfoot sex.
Bigfoot sex. Yeah, I mean, it starts basically with Bigfoot sex.
Well, how many popcorns would you give it to him?
Four? No, sorry. Three and a half. Okay. Three and a half.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I think there's something out there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if people have seen it or caught it on tape and all, but why not?
Somewhere out there.
Oh, don't. I'll cry. Beneath the pale moonlight.
Fievel. Sasquatch. I remember that song, Somewhere Out There. Not the Fievel version, but like the single version they played on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
When I worked at, I forget, who was it, Luther Vandross or Peebo Bryson or something like that?
One of those people, yeah, yeah.
One of those people.
No. It's one of those people. I forget which one it was.
But I remember when my first like job that I went to and clocked in was at a donut shop, and they played like, you know, a soft rock or whatever, soft adult contemporary, and every day I would hear that song, a whole new world, take a look at you, hear that, and I would hear Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox every single day that I worked for. That I worked there for about a year, and every day those three songs without fail played.
Damn.
Yep. Fievel Goes West.
All right, one more to go. I want Tim to go first. It is...
Got to know when to hold him. Know when to fold him. I know that's not the theme song.
I was going to say.
But it might as well be.
But they did play the song at the end, which I love. Yeah. It's the Fall Guy. It is Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, rebooting, whatever you want to call it, of the old classic Lee Majors TV show. And
yep.
Tim, the Fall Guy. Tell me all about it.
Fall Guy. I remember seeing the trailer for it about 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was just been playing for fucking a while now.
And I remember seeing the trailer and not knowing what it was, and I remember thinking, this is the fucking Fall Guy. They just ripped off the Fall Guy, and then at the end, like the Fall Guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. But yeah, at first I thought they took the concept of the Fall Guy and were like making a movie called like Stuntman.
Right.
Yeah. I thought the trailers were great. I kind of liked some of the, because they used different takes in the trailer than they did in the movie.
Yeah, I know scenes in the trailer were in the movie. Yeah, you're right.
I kind of like the takes in the trailer a little better than the takes in the movie, but, you know, I digress. I thought the movie started out really great. Right. I'll say this, I'll ask this question.
Okay.
Watching the trailer and going into the movie, were you expecting a different type of storyline?
I think so, because it opens up where he actually gets hurt, and then years pass, and then he has to come back and do his stunts. Like, I didn't really think. I thought they were a couple the whole movie kind of thing. Yeah, like, they were just together, and they were a team. I didn't know that they, for a year, didn't speak for, you know. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I just thought that, I thought that they were like, yeah, just like a, like, you know, opposites kind of couple, and he's sort of wooing her. Like, he worked with her before, they had a fling, and now he's back, and he's like, hey, which is kind of what it is, but it was a lot deeper than that.
Yeah, there's some twists and turns, which I didn't see the two twists coming. I did not. No. At the end, I didn't see that twist. And I think Blunt and Ryan
Gosling
have great chemistry. I think Ryan is so good.
He's pretty charismatic.
Oh,
so
oh
yeah. He's handsome.
Handsome as fuck. She's gorgeous. I think that the stunts were amazing. I think this movie really was showing how great, like, behind the scenes stunt men, women are.
Yeah.
And it shines. Like everything that he's on talk shows and he's on promotional shit, he's besides being Beavis and Butthead now on the red carpet, he really is shining for the stuntman that, if it wasn't for them, some of these movies, like this, that car that flipped on the beach,
yeah,
It just is now beat James Bond's car role in one of the Bond.
Oh, it did?
And Daniel Craig's, the one that has, it's like, and at nighttime, it's like, it just flips like, whatever, 18 times, but this was like 19, 20 times. So yeah. It beat that now. It's cool. The movie is so much fun. I had a blast watching it. Mm-hmm. He wears a Miami Vice jacket, and he steals the boat. He's riding it, and then they play the theme, and I fucking was screaming in joy. Because I love that theme.
They were bringing up some movie quotes.
Yeah, they were playing him and his buddy, had like movie quotes contests. Yeah.
They brought Rocky.
Rocky, there was a First Fast Blood, series. Rambo. It was, Tim, I had so much fun watching this movie. A blast.
I can see it again.
Oh,
I definitely want to see it again. With my Regal thing, I can do a free IMAX upgrade. I did not watch an IMAX today because I would have had to wait an extra like an hour to see it. I was like, I don't want to wait an hour. So I saw it on regular. But I agree with you on just about everything. I did think it kind of...
It was long.
Near the end, I was going to... And then I'm watching the trailer.
But it was fun long.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the movie. Right.
It was did feel long though.
But there were times where I was like, okay, let's get on with it.
I'm going to say this, and this is a huge spoiler. Anyone that's there listening, fast forward, turn it off, throw your phone out the window. The whole time I'm watching this movie, I'm like, where the fuck is Lee Majors? Where is his cameo? Where is it? He has to be in it. He's still alive. Do something. And then the whole movie ended. And then there was credits, and then there was a scene, and then before he even showed his face, when that cop car pulled up, I was like, that has to be him. That's gotta be him! And then it showed you, and I was like so happy. It made me...
How far into the credits was it? Like, at the end?
Oh, did you notice him or no?
It was after where they were showing the behind-the-scenes footage.
Remember how they were showing all like the actual stunts?
Yeah. Oh, by that point, I had left because I was like, okay, I'm done.
I just ruined it for Tim. I'm sorry, Tim.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Okay.
It was, it ended.
It said, like, previously on.
It was cool. It said, previously on, the Fall Guy. And I think that's how it was on the TV show. And it showed you the bad guy from Bullet Train.
Yeah.
And the girl who was caught, and they're arrested now, and the cops pull up, and one of them gets out of the car, and it's Lee Majors.
Yeah.
And one of them says something like, you know, I'm a stuntman, or something, and he goes, actors. Like, he shakes his head. It's this cool little cameo, little tiny thing, like, this is who people like me, my age, remembers watching that show with him on it. And I was like, put him in this movie, please. Because he was at the premiere.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if he's at the premiere, he's got to be in the movie. Please, please, please. And then, bam, there he was. And maybe I gave it a perfect 5 all around.
Yeah, it was fun.
Speaking of Lee Majors, did you notice that they did put the...
Yes!
The $6 million man?
Yes! And I elbowed Luke in the chest, and he couldn't breathe. And I said, $6 million man theme. And Luke probably has no fucking clue what that theme is. You know what I mean?
Was that like from a movie?
It's just the TV show he was on.
It was
on
a TV show. He was like a bionic, you know, we will make you stronger, faster.
He was in like a, I forget how he got in a car, some kind of accident. And they said, we can make him faster, stronger. And they
put basically the original RoboCop.
Yeah. They put like bionic, like, he lost an eye, so they put in the bionic guy. He lost part of his arm, he put in a bionic arm. He was remember got half man, half machine, half man, whatever, and all. But yeah, Tim, the Fall Guy is a great... It's not summertime yet.
It definitely
It's a nice popcorn movie. It really is.
Yeah, you go into it, you feel good, you like everybody, the action's fun, it's funny, it's low stakes. You know, it's like you just enjoy it.
Did you see? I forget which part this was at now. Did you see then at the end who played the character in the movie?
Oh, Jason Momoa.
Okay.
And what's funny is like earlier, because I guess the guy writes his thoughts on post-it notes.
Over the whole
you
house.
Saw the one that said, "Is it Momo or Mama?"
Yeah,
he couldn't know. He didn't know how to pronounce Jason Momoa.
That's cool, little cameo. I was like, that's cool, yeah. You know? I thought it was so much fun.
Jason Momoa, I don't think he has very many years left as being a lead actor, because I have a feeling that he is not going to be able to maintain his weight.
He looks doughier.
I don't want to say that for sure.
He's like 40. Oh, is he 40 now, Tim?
Probably. Let's ask Siri. Hey, Siri. How old is Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa is 44 years old.
44. He looks doughier. He's still good looking.
But Aquaman here, he was fit.
Well, he has to do that for the role. You know what I mean? Once he's not doing anything, like Tim's right, after a while, his doughier is still fucking fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it happens to a lot of us. Like when you hit your late 30s, early 40s, your metabolism changes and you're like, fuck. I think he's right there. So he's going to have to work a little harder to get his Aquaman bod back.
I loved it. What's coming up? What movies are coming up?
Bro? Apes.
Apes is out next week.
Yeah, hold on. Let's bring up... Let's do this every time, Tim.
Bring it. You know what's weird? And I noticed we recorded Tim, I think almost a month ago, April 5th, right there, was the last Pass the Popcorn recording. So we're almost doing this monthly, which is good. I think this is the third one now. Like almost a month later, we're recording it.
Yeah.
Well, this coming week, Apes comes out.
Seeing that Thursday night.
Does this always come out that week?
Then, not another church movie in the image of you. So, yeah, nothing. The week after that, the Amy Winehouse movie, If Strangers, Chapter 1, and Babes, which Babes looks funny.
What's Babes?
What's that?
That's Ileana Glazer from Broad City.
I don't know that one.
Broad City. What is it on? Is that on? It was on Comedy Central. It's really funny. Ileana Glazer is really funny, and the other lady, you know, she's on Broad City. What is her name?
Wow, I think The Strangers looks pretty darn creepy.
That looks good. I may or may not see that. Just be.
Because it's so scared and you're a scaredy cat.
Well, he's a scaredy cat.
I'm so backed up on movies. I have like movie constipation. I need to get these other movies in.
Leave the light on. I can't sleep at night.
And then after that, Furiosa.
Yeah, that's a movie.
Garfield.
Good. What movie?
Garfield.
I'll see that. I always love Garfield. Yeah. So.
And then after that is Terra Infirma. I don't know what that is. May 31st. Nothing. June 7th, The Watchers.
Oh, that trailer looks amazing.
And Bad Boys.
I'll see it. It's got to be better than Part 3, but I don't know. I'll be a judge of that.
June 11th, nothing. June 14th, you got Inside Out.
I love that movie, the first one, so this one looks pretty darn good.
June 21st. We'll just go through the end of June. The Exorcism with Russell Crowe.
All right. Enough of the fucking possessed movies, Russell Crowe, right?
Yeah. Isn't he a priest in this one, probably?
I don't know.
Kinds of Kindness, the Emma Stone, that new Emma Stone movie made by the same people.
That looks creepy, but it does star...
I'm looking forward to it.
It does star Plemons, whatever guy's Plemons. Name is, so...
Yeah. And Willem Dafoe and Margaret Qualley and Hong Chao.
It's another Poor Things.
Joe Alwyn.
The guy who made Poor Things.
Mamadou. There's a lot of people in that. What's after that? The Bike Riders.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Tom Hardy, I can do without, right?
I do like Tom Hardy.
Look, there are so many awesome people in this. Let's go through the cast. Yes, Tom Hardy. You got Jodie Comer, who I love. Austin Butler, who I think is awesome. Tom Hardy. I like Tom Hardy. Michael Shannon. Love that guy.
Yeah, he looks like a filthy animal in this movie.
Boyd Holbrook. He's cool. Norman Reedus. I like that guy.
Yeah, Daryl. I saw he's in it, yeah.
Happy Anderson. I like that guy. Will Oldham. He's in that. Well, that's interesting. He's a musician. Yeah, well, that's good. Bike Riders, Firebrand with Alicia Vikander. I haven't seen her in anything in a long time.
Well, you're in luck.
Yeah. She hasn't been in anything in a long time. And what comes out that last week of June? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Where are we at? July. That's July. June. Quiet Place.
Yes.
Yes.
Horizon, an American Saga with Costner.
Oh, that was great.
Yes.
That was great.
That looks fantastic. And it's two-parter. It's a two-parter, Tim. One's out in June, one's out in August.
Is he directing that?
I think he is.
He wrote it.
Directed it. Stars in it. He catered it. And he waves your ass.
And I love, this is what I love. First one, June 28th. Second one, August 16th.
Yeah.
Like, it's even like, you know.
There's only like year apart.
A month and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like fuck you, Back to the Future 2 and 3 with your 6 months.
Yeah, really.
Wait, we got six weeks.
They filmed them at the same time, and they released some two different movies. But just like this one, but Kosh is putting them out. There's a chance, if the first one does so good, there's a chance that when part two comes out, part one could be still in theaters.
You could double feature it.
Yeah. I wonder how long that fucking shit's going to be.
It's not going to be two, three.
He always makes long fucking movies.
But they're great.
But I don't care because I watch every minute of it.
Well, the last period Western he did, Open Range...
That's a good movie.
One of the greatest.
Yeah, I'll show
modern.
You
that, one of the greatest modern.
Tim just hurt himself.
I was trying to put my foot up on my bed and I was like kicking. Ow. And I kicked the metal part of my bed.
And
like,
I kicked him in the ding ding.
Yeah, Open Range is like one of the greatest. That and Unforgiven are the two. Best.
You gotta watch Unforgiven.
Dancing with Wolves good?
That's good, yeah. It's been a long time. The Dancing with Wolves.
Luke would probably... He'd probably like Open Range a lot.
Yeah, Open Range has a lot more cool...
action fights.
Unforgiven...
Unforgiven's all talk, but...
Unforgiven is not
Eastwood and Morgan Freeman.
And Gene Eastwood Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
Oh, actually, there's a lot of people in that. You know what? What was the Leonardo DiCaprio one?
The Quick and the Dead?
Quick and the Dead. Yeah, the Sam Raimi movie.
Sharon Stone, Russell Crowe's like first movie-ish kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be... Yeah, Quick and the Dead, I think he would like.
Well, I think that's a wrap, yeah.
What's your favorite movie of the year so far?
Of the year?
So far.
I love The Fall Guy. I'm trying to think what came out now in the past year.
What's your favorite movie?
What's yours, buddy? Of the year? Like what movies? Like, God, we see so much, and we just can't remember any of them.
How about Tim?
No. We asked you.
You.
I already have mine. I'll tell you mine, but you gotta give us yours.
Tim's
first.
Tim is
like the Sasquatch.
I was gonna say that Sasquatch Summer, whatever it's called. What else has been out?
Godzilla.
That Minus One was pretty cool. Godzilla Minus One.
That came out.
That
in
was
December.
Last year.
It was. Yeah. So I don't even know what year I'm at.
The Fall Guys probably the best.
I don't know. I have to go back in time and see what.
But I think Deadpool would be the best movie of the
year.
That's
going to be the best movie of the year, yes.
Yeah.
I am already putting money down now, Tim, on that.
With Hugh Jackman.
And maybe Blade. Blade
yeah, there's back. Rumors that what's Snipes is going to have
Snipes is back as Blade. Yep.
Rumors.
So, for me, I've only had four movies that I have hit the four-star rating since the beginning of January.
Okay.
My favorite movie of the year is Late Night with the Devil so far.
Oh, okay.
You haven't even seen it, dingus.
I've heard nothing but
and
shit.
Nutsack 2.
I've heard nothing but shit about this movie from
You've
one
heard
person.
Nothing but shit from one person.
And that's all that matters to me.
Fuck you, and fuck you too.
Who's next?
The two worst movies I've seen. I've given two movies one star. One of them is a movie you loved, and the other one is a movie you didn't love.
Okay.
Madam Web.
Yeah, that was bad.
And the movie I saw January 4th, the first movie I saw this year, Anyone But You.
Aw, Tim.
I don't know what's your problem. It's on Netflix now.
That movie's so fun.
I'm almost one of
There's a reason I canceled Netflix.
Yeah. I almost want to turn it on. Just I love Sydney Sweeney. It's a great romantic comedy.
She is...
And Guy Powell's great.
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell. He's great.
She is beauty beyond compare.
I will say she's not a great actress.
Give her time. She was good in Immaculate.
Well,
good in that.
I remember... I like Channing Tatum, but I remember when Channing Tatum started out, he sucked. He was holy shit.
He still kind of sucks.
He's in a new movie.
No. He's
all right.
He's got much better.
I don't know much better.
Much better. He got much better.
He sounds like I'm talking to fucking Larry David. Pretty a little bit better.
Oh, did you go and see, Kirby and the Enthusiasm, Mocha Joe, when he was at Chiller?
We saw him. We took a photo of him, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Mocha Joe!
He's in Bad Boys and all too.
So Mocha Joe is? Okay.
Yeah.
Did Tim watch the final season of Curb?
Tim doesn't have HBO, right, yeah. Tim?
I have to log on. I think Kel sent me a...
Italian, man. Watch the last season. It was phenomenal.
I mean, I love the show.
The show's great as fuck.
Yeah. The finale was good, too.
It was great.
Whenever I go into a bathroom and I use the handicap stall...
Yeah.
And I always think of it in the first season where he goes in and uses the handicap stall and the guy in the wheelchair comes in and he goes, you know, if the other one's occupied and the handicap isn't, you wait. And I'm constantly in the stall and I'm thinking, you wait.
You wait, yeah. I'm telling you. This show's great. Well, that's a wrap, buddy. Is that it?
That's a wrap.
Time to go to bed? Well, all right. Well, if you see Tim, if you see myself, if you see my son Luke, which if you see him, I'll be there because he goes with me.
I'll be there.
If you see one of us, tap them on the shoulder.
Tim.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Have you fallen asleep in any movies in a while?
Tim's doing better.
Let me look.
Do you have a diary of fell asleep?
I believe I nodded off a little bit in Kung Fu Panda.
Okay. Understandable.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you see Tim sleep, napping, tap him on the shoulder, and go, Timmy?
Huh?
Pass the popcorn.
Oh.
if you see Luke sleeping, all right, buddy, do your impersonation of yourself sleeping. Are you laughing when you're sleeping? Go ahead. Go, hey Luke. Luke. Luke! Luke's too tired to wake up.
What?
Pass the popcorn.
Ooh.
Wow, he got out of that.
He snapped out of that slumber party. Doing.
All right, wait.
Hey, Chris. That.
What? Where am I? Who are you?
Pass the popcorn.
All right, that's it.
Pass the kidney stone.
Ooh! Until next time. Luke, good night. Good day to you, Tim.
Da-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Ah!
Thanks for listening to Pass the Popcorn. Pass the Popcorn is a NeoZazz.com production and part of the NeoZazz.com podcast network. For more great podcast and original entertainment, please visit neozazz.com. For all the latest news and information for Pass the Popcorn, follow us
us on Facebook at facebook.com/passthepopcornpodcast. Thanks for listening.